The Bedford-Franklin Regional Passenger Stop Study is technically done, says Emily Stock, Chief of Rail for the DRPT, although they still need to work with Norfolk Southern, which owns the tracks, to see how passenger and freight rail can coexist. Then there are figuring out the projected cost, which Stock says they will reveal at tonight's open house between 5:30 and 7 at the Bedford Welcome Center.
Working with Amtrak to figure out scheduling and cost for the service itself, figuring out funding sources for the infrastructure that would need to be built for the capital cost for the station and the siding and the parking.
This is not a done deal, says Stock, that there will be a Bedford Amtrak station, and she won't speculate about a time frame. One thing the study to be presented tonight looked at was whether a Bedford station would just siphon riders away from the Roanoke or Lynchburg stops.
If we're just going to be siphoning off riders from other places, that isn't as positive of a development. But we are finding that there would be net new ridership that would come as a result of a station stop at Bedford.
Stock says a bus that runs from Bedford to the Lynchburg Amtrak station should launch by next spring. Calling that a first step. Tonight's 5:30 open house can also be accessed virtually. See a link on our website and social media. Gene Marano, WFIR News.